KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies, and at 68 degrees in Atlantic, we look for areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, cloudy to partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials at the Iowa DNR late Sunday said the boil advisory for Onawa that was issued on June 25th had been lifted. Two consecutive sets of water samples were completed and show no bacteria present, and residents can now use the water without boiling. A malfunctioning sensor drained the city of Ottawa's water storage structure overnight last Thursday. Water pressure has since been restored, but when that happens, it can cause bacteria to enter the water distribution system. And as a precaution, the city and DNR had recommended residents boil their water only. But again, that boil advisory has been lifted. Some farmers now have decisions to make for their crops after they were damaged by hail. Iowa State University Extension held a meeting Friday for those hit in the Plymouth County area. Crop specialist Joel DeYoung says the hail damage appears to have started east of Lamar's.
Kind of proceeds in a southeast direction, all the way east of Kingsley, north of Pearson, and about 5-6 miles north of Correctionville, it seems like about where it stops. The center can be as wide as about 2 miles wide, where pretty much looks like it annihilated soybeans and corn. And then you get transition areas on both sides. So it's a very significant area that got hit.
DeYoung said soybeans may be replanted, but farmers also need to consider the possibility of an early frost.
It kind of depends on what insurance policy requirements are. Each individual needs to make sure they start by visiting with their insurance agent. Then we can talk about the agronomic side to see how that fits in. But, you know, we don't have the full yield expectation of soybeans that we would if we planted in a normal time period. So we get into early July, and if it stays wet till early July, then yield expectations about a third, maybe a half if we get lucky.
He says the later the replant happens, the greater the chance frost could wipe out the crop before it matures. And Young says farmers may be able to utilize small cereal grain to cover crops such as rye, oats, or wheat.
Cover crops are an option. It's probably a little early to actually try to get a cover crop like a cereal rye established. We'd like to wait a little while to get that done. There are some people that might be trying to look at some forages to maybe, if they've got some livestock, try to supplement some forages. Forages are in fairly short supply. But it's got to be in a form that can be transported. So that also creates additional risk with the mix. And, of course, like soybeans, what are the herbicide options that come with it?
DeYoung says some farmers may decide they don't need to take any action.
Not everybody's going to have to replant. There's some fields on the edges that looks like we've got some yield loss, but we can probably the best choice is probably to salvage a crop.
A crop specialist reminds farmers to check first with their crop insurance company before making any decisions. Elsewhere in state news, an Iowa woman has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in federal prison for stealing roughly $500,000 from her husband's ailing aunt. Kimberly Ann Henney was sentenced Friday to 5 years and 10 months in prison for taking advantage of her husband's aunt, who was blind and suffered from diminished cognitive abilities. The 53-year-old Waterloo woman was also ordered to pay $494,724 in restitution. Prosecutors say Henney originally had authority over the aunt's medical decisions only, but she was able to expand that to also cover financial decisions, according to the report. Prosecutors say Henney claimed that she took the money to help support the nonprofit she'd started, but she actually used the money to pay for a family vacation, furniture, spa expenses, and other personal items. When it became clear that Henney was going to be charged with the crime, prosecutors say she tried to hide her assets through a divorce and by claiming she didn't have any income. But officials discovered that Henney received thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits last year. She's also facing state charges related to the theft that are still pending. The warmer weather is bringing all sorts of creatures into Iowa's yards, including those who are trying to sell us something. Bao Vang with the Better Business Bureau said many door-to-door salespeople are legitimate, but not all of them are on the up-and-up.
The BBB warns some of these people, though, can be con artists and looking to take your cash without doing any work or poor work or looking to steal your identity.
That person selling magazines, vinyl siding, or crates of oranges may be trying to raise money for a local school marching band, or they could be looking to make a fast buck and move on.
So the next time you hear a knock on the door and a salesperson is on the other side, the BBB wants you to have a plan for interacting with them.
Vong says it's important to be asking about licensing, checking identification, and verifying the person and the company. She also recommends reading any contracts closely and don't give in to high-pressure sales tactics. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports that at around 10:15 a.m. Sunday, a body was spotted floating in Lake Aquabie about 20 yards from the shore in the beach and swimming area. DNR Park staff, Warren County Sheriff's Office deputies, and other medical personnel responded to the scene, located the body, and brought it ashore. The body appears to be that of an adult male, according to authorities. It was transported to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny for autopsy. However, it does not appear any foul play was a factor. No further information, including the identity of the individual or cause or manner of death, will be released by the authorities until the family has been notified and pending initial autopsy findings. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.